And it came to pass that the angel Gabriel came in unto Mary and said, Hail thou that art highly favored, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. And when she saw him, she became troubled in her mind at what he said. And the angel replied to her, Do not fear, for thou hast found favor with God. Thou shalt conceive in thy womb, and bring forth a son, and call him Jesus. And it came to pass in those days that there came out a decree from Caesar Augustus that all the world shall be registered, everyone unto their own city. Joseph went up from Galilee, out of the city of Nazareth, to the city of David known as Bethlehem, to be registered with Mary, his espoused wife being great with child at the time. And so it was that while they were there, she brought forth her firstborn son, wrapped him in swaddling clothes, and laid him in a manger, because there was no room at the inn. And there were in the same country shepherds, abiding in the field and keeping watch over their flocks by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them. They were sore afraid, but the angel said unto them, Fear not, for I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you this day is born in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you, you shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. Suddenly a multitude of the heavenly hosts appeared with the angels, praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth, peace and goodwill toward men. Now when Jesus was born in Bethlehem in the days of Herod the king, there came wise men from the east to Jerusalem, saying, Where is he that is born king of the Jews? For we have seen his star, and have come to worship him. Then Herod secretly called the wise men aside, and sent them to Bethlehem, saying, Go and search diligently for the young child, and when ye have found him, send me word, so that I may come and worship him also. After their conversation with the king, the wise men departed. And the star, which they had seen in the east, went before them, till it came and stood over where the young child was. When they saw this, they rejoiced with exceeding great joy. And when they came into the house, they saw the young child with Mary, his mother. They fell down on their knees and began to worship him. They opened their treasures and presented him with gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. He was born in an obscure village, the child of a peasant woman. He grew up in yet another village, where he worked in a carpenter shop until he was 30. Then for 3 years, he was an itinerant preacher. He never wrote a book. He never had an office. He never had a family. He didn't go to college. Never visited a big city. He never traveled more than 200 miles from the place he was born. He did none of the things one would normally associate with greatness. He had no credentials but himself. He was only 33 when the tide of public opinion turned against him. His friends ran away. He was turned over to his enemies and went through the mockery of a trial. He was nailed to a cross between two thieves. While he was dying, his executioners gambled for his clothing, the only property he had on earth. When he was dead, he was laid in a borrowed grave through the pity of a friend. Over 20 centuries have come and gone, and today he is still the central figure of the human race and leader of mankind's progress. All the armies that ever marched, all the navies that ever sailed, all the parliaments that ever sat, all the kings that ever reigned, put together, have not affected the life of man on this earth as much as that one solitary life. Like the shepherds and magi kings of over 2,000 years ago, we pause to honor and remember not only the monumentous event, but to reflect on what the meaning of Christmas was truly intended to be: love and peace. For unto us a child is born, unto us a Savior given, and he shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Everlasting Father, the Almighty God, the Prince of Peace.
Come, they told me, ba-dum-bum-bum-bum. to see. Ba-dum-bum-bum-bum. Our finest gifts we bring. Ba-dum-bum-bum-bum. That's fit to give a king. Ba-dum-bum-bum-bum. Rum-bum-bum-bum. Rum-bum-bum-bum. So to honor him, pa-dum-bum-bum-bum, when we come, little baby, pa-dum-bum-bum-bum, I am a poor boy too, pa-dum-bum-bum. I have no gift to bring, pa-dum-bum-bum-bum, that's fit to give a king, pa-dum-bum-bum-bum, rum-bum-bum-bum, rum-bum-bum-bum. Shall I play for you, ba-dum-bum-bum-bum, on my drum? Mary nodded, ba-dum-bum-bum-bum. The ox and lamb kept time, ba-dum-bum-bum. I played my drum for him, ba-dum-bum-bum. I played my best for him, ba-dum-bum-bum-bum. Rum-bum-bum-bum, rum-bum-bum-bum. Smiled at me, ba-dum-bum-bum-bum, me and my drum, me and my